Greetings and pleasantries to everyone. Archangel here. I was working on a program one day, which would intermittently slow down, causing me annoyance. Nevertheless, when I had what I needed, I deleted the remaining content, and as the program was closing down, it went to another window, which read, "Cleaning up temporary files," and this took a couple of minutes. Well, well, deja vu. The truth is, organized systems mimic each other, whether silicone or neuron, because humans, much like computers, also have program files buried deep in our psyches that clutter up and influence our performance despite our conscious intentions. Such programming will ambush male empowerment and sabotage awakening. In our existence, males are devalued and discarded. They are cattle used for labor and protection. Now, when a person is confronted with this knowledge, they either flagrantly reject it, they embrace and approve of it, or they rebuke this mistreatment. The sad reality is, most people either deny or embrace the mistreatment in order to affect survival in a hostile environment, even to receive a few creature comforts amidst the chaos and misery that we call life. Creature comforts, such as female-assisted ejaculation. Adaptation to abuse is understandable and predictable. It is a fear-based response. Male mistreatment rebukation is the path that most cannot tread due to its difficulty level in standing alone outside the approval or validation of others, and its loss of blissful ignorance when one truly comprehends how deep the treachery against males truly goes. The pitfall of the awakened is to miscarry empowerment, failing to walk the talk. Some will stumble and fall too weak to get back up, and so they enter a quasi-male space where they preach male mistreatment inequity during business hours, and they chase gynocentric validation after hours. They know they have slipped because they flirt with the meat grinder, yet neither can they jump back into blissful blue pill ignorance after all the male usury they have been exposed to. And so many exist in a paradoxical state of the pseudo-pill, which is cognitive dissonance. You see, many who are exposed to red pills will end up miscarrying empowerment, not because they are not outraged over male usury and mistreatment, but because they are still programmed to react as second-class beasts. Awakened males still have gynocentric programming hijacking their most earnest intentions. More and more males are becoming cognizant of male mistreatment. Indeed, many will scoff at the inequities, yet they still have old files corrupting their newly emerging self-empowerment program. These old files compel compliance to gynocentrism despite conscious logic and comprehension of mistreatment. In other words, we fall back into subjugation because of internal sabotage, and there are different vectors programming takes. Old prejudice files are rooted in emotion, and the new empowerment program roots in logic. For example, reason dictates that you demand better treatment for yourself, yet gynocentric entrainment files act on emotion, ambushing you with images of fragile little girls or mothers, representations of tender lovers in fields with flowers in their hair, or widespread reportings of horrid abuse against these delicate sweet angels. All of this triggers emotional responses, most of them fear-based. And so when push comes to shove, you again find yourself sucking up the mistreatment because you're scared for these delicate flowers, or you are scared for yourself, of not being accepted or validated by these saintly humans. And this emotional response will squash all the logic that tells you they should open your doors half the time. The most skilled manipulators throughout history have known a secret obscure to the common population. More often than not, the programming that drives human behavior is emotion-based and supersedes any logic, reason, or morality-based changes that we seek to implement in our lives. Hence, you want to control people? You play their emotions. You see, as awakened males, we think ourselves enlightened, advanced. We recognize ill and consciously rebuff it. Indeed, red pills liberate, but sometimes they also engender a false security in some, that they are now beyond mangina relapse. However, the genius of the Matrix is that we have behavioral encoding deeper than our conscious comprehension. Detrimental programming which actuates in appropriate circumstances to coerce behavior or thought. Rookie and veteran awakened males alike have an Achilles heel. False assurance. A conceit that now they understand females and gynocentrism, they are inoculated against it. Yet there are very real old files that supplant the newly liberated files you are consciously trying to create. In essence, your bunker was under attack. You fought off the enemy and took it back, and you think you have cleared all trace of the enemy from your stronghold. But there are still unseen, undetected enemy devices spying on you, sabotaging your efforts. The only way to clear out these behavioral saboteurs is to recognize their continued existence, root them out, and change them, like capturing a Terminator and reprogramming it to serve you. By actively changing old behavior every time old programming emerges, you set new precedent, and this will void or rewrite the old file. For instance, white knighting is a huge hidden file that takes over our conscious mind and controls our behaviors. And we simply find ourselves opening that door for that woman as everyone watches us approvingly, even if we consciously swore off the inequity of chivalry. So it becomes imperative for awakened males to identify and root out old files. But how do you identify what files still lurk in your deep subconscious, waiting to emerge and sabotage your awakened status? You identify the old files when they come up for air. And this happens where subconscious programming meets daylight. This happens when something invokes an emotional response. You know what files you still carry by your thoughts and actions. Hence, you simply analyze the urges of emotions that drive behavior. For example, do you see a crying female or a female struggling with groceries or a tire jack and have the immediate urge to rush to her and assist her? Then you still have white knight programming active and running that you have not invalidated. Do you watch romantic scenes or observe couples and feel a longing for tactile connection? Maybe you see people kissing and subsequently feel inadequate or that you are missing out. Then, my friend, you still have romance programming and couples indoctrination files active in your head. Do social interactions with cute or attractive females make you light up like a withered flower brought back to life? Then you still have validation files working their control over you. Do you find yourself unsure of female oppression? In the face of so much female victimization propaganda, do you find yourself wondering if females really are oppressed by males? That perhaps females are good and males are indeed totalitarian-based evil? Then you still have female victimization, male oppressor files active and running in your psyche. If a female strikes you, do you still feel the need to endure it or laugh it off like you were not just violated? Then you have misandristic files still running, manifest as self-loathing, where you endure abuse because you are not worthy of quality treatment. You may also have some white knight files influencing this scenario, where you need to protect females from harm, even harm self-precipitated by females hitting others. You see, we have conscious opinions and subconscious programming. Subconscious programming comes from a combination of instinctual drives and foundational imprinting, meaning that which our environment brands us with when we are tender of age. Children are blank canvases downloaded with bias by parents, teachers, friends, family, etc. Then, one day, we may decide we do not resonate with the beliefs we have been raised or imprinted with, and so we decide to change them. Easy peasy, right? Yeah, maybe not so much. Now, consciously, we can change our opinions and beliefs to match our moods or the temperature on Wednesday at 3:15 p.m. Yet, unless we clear out our foundational subconscious files, they will remain entrenched, still active, and they will take over in situations where pressure or duress demands action before contemplative introspection. For example, you are walking in public. A guy in front of you drops his phone. He stops, picks it up, and everyone goes on about their day. Or an attractive female in heels is walking in front of you and drops her purse. Now, If you have the immediate urge to stop and help, then you still have White Knight files that are intact and waiting to take over your behavior in a split second. In circumstances where action is compelled under duress, such as a hijacked bus, and the hijackers agree to allow the release of one passenger, would it be a male or female? How you respond and act under duress will show you what your underlying programming consists of. In the case of White Knighting for the girl in heels who has dropped her purse, there is also a time restraint. You have to act or not, because if you want her attention and praise, you have to spring into action, lest she collects her purse on her own or some other man-ape shovel beats you to it. You do not have time to sit and assess options. Well, she's equal. She can pick up her own stuff. I owe her nothing. She chose to wear shoes that impair her movement. Would she help me if I dropped something? Etc. No matter how much inequity or mistreatment you observe or endure, unless you identify old files and rewrite them, you will be sabotaged somewhere down the road. Suddenly, without warning, in a situation where there is no time to think, your suppressed White Knight will spring into action. Your romance-inspired longings will awaken and sway your emotion. Your need for validation will jump out without warning. Your belief in the female victimization narrative will manifest in a millisecond. Your inner loathing of males and yourself will jump to the surface, and all these sabotages await the awakened, especially the red pill males, who fancy themselves insulated against blue pill motivations. Arrogance stems from confidence in conscious reason, whereas behavior and sabotage will hail subconscious reptilian programming, which drive emotion. And, under pressure, emotion trumps logic, like scissors cut paper every round of rock, paper, scissors. And for many red pillars, they get blindsided by old prejudice files that they thought had dissipated upon awakening. Hence, when logic-minded males get ambushed with emotion driven by old bias files, they relapse into gynocentric behaviors that they once criticized. And to former red pillars, relapse feels like a total failure. So rather than shake it off and carry on, most males will simply relapse fully into purple pill existence and embrace female validation and servitude fully as a way to deal with their inner suspicions of cowardice and failure for faltering. More than a couple MGTOW have been ambushed in such a fashion, and consequently switched sides to feminism because they felt like a failure for being ambushed by things they thought they understood and had a handle on. Indeed, addicts of all stripes follow the same pattern. They accidentally slip and have another drink. Oops. Well, rather than dust themselves off and get back on the wagon, they head the opposite direction and jump off the deep end and drink everything in sight, and the next night, and then the next. Some males excel in awakening, that is, until a pretty female gives them attention. Then the old validation files scream to life, thus suppressing any personal empowerment progress made. And because flirtation drug highs are more fun than the desolation of life outside the Matrix, well, rather than dust themselves off and continue their journey to power reclamation, they go full simp in the opposite direction and chase females and beg for attention, pay their bills, open doors, and reassume their former obligated roles of whipping boy, handyman, emotional tampon, bodyguard, and human wallet for a gynocentric paradigm, all because they did not clear out old files. And in such cases, relapsing males are not a failure. They are victim to incomplete education. They were unaware this old programming still ran. Yet, to many, if they are going to slip up, they may as well make it epic. Now, if you return to the plantation because you miss your addiction, that is weakness. Yet, if you relapse because you were ambushed by emotion you thought had been resolved, you are not a failure. Dust yourself off and carry on, because being ambushed by old programming is not weakness on your part. It is simply incompleteness of preparedness. The best weapon against old bias files is the power of discernment, the ability to quell emotion and retain logic in any situation, no matter the duress level present. You need to assess a situation when it arises, and if it runs counter to your conscious beliefs, you have to change your reaction in order to reprogram the old files. Also, practicing what your reaction will be in any given situation will help you retain clarity when you are being bombarded with emotion. So, for instance, you see a female crying on a park bench. Your inner white knight will spring into action and compel you to go to her side and comfort her, not knowing anything about her situation. Yet you need to realize your urge to comfort her, and be aware that you still have white knight files running in your head, which will take over your mind in such situations. And then you must change your reaction, meaning don't stop, simply continue on your way. This may seem cold, but you need dramatic behavior changes to rewrite old files. At first, it may feel foreign, because you are countermanding foundational gynocentric imprinting, and you will fight all the shame your inner white knight will hurl at you. But would you stop to comfort a guy crying? Or would a female care if you were distressed on the park bench? Then simply move on. Your new behaviors will reprogram your old files to match your new belief files. Another example would be if your old files would cause you not to act. Then, in order to change the old file content, you need to act. Say you are walking in public somewhere, and you observe an irate female chastising a male and slapping him upside his head repeatedly. Your old Miss Andre files will spring to life and say, "Keep walking, don't make a scene, he probably did something to deserve it." Yet if an angry guy was chastising a female and slapping her upside the head repeatedly, you would have the urge to intervene, yes? So you should recognize this pattern of confirming male mistreatment through passivity and change your behavior. Rather than chuckle and walk away, tell her to keep her hands to herself and to stop striking him. Stick up for males when nobody else will. By doing so, you rewrite old files that state males are second-class tools deserving of abuse. Instead, you give males value by sticking up for them, and this violates the precepts of old misandry files by giving males worth as beings in your head. You may think that you are immune to plantation recall, but you must clear old files, and the only way to do this is to intercept them when they take control of your behaviors through emotional bombardment. It takes presence of mind to confront old, obsolete, biased files when they arise in order to change your behaviors, which establishes new precedent and rewrites the old files. When the urge to white knight arises, identify the file as still active and assert your control. You will assist whom you choose, and your behaviors will not be based upon who has colored eyelids and a lubricated vulva. Dreams may also tell you of old files still activated. If you dream about romance or female interaction, then many times you still have unresolved gyno files running somewhere. Other times, dreams are simply hodgepodge images and sound bites from the day. Dreams are murky territory. Also, anticipate triggers. Maybe spring gets you thinking about women and love and romance, or summer gets you ramped up for skin and sex. Understanding your trigger points prepares you, so when urges or passions strike, you will know it is pre-programmed behavior to specific environmental stimuli. So simply let it pass. If you have a tendency to pedestalize and worship females, strip clubs, maternity wards, and feminist rallies are probably not the best places to hang out. If you have a weakness for flirtation drug highs or female approval, then nightclubs or dating sites may not be the best place for you to spend your evenings. You must understand that you have indoctrination files still unresolved, and they are waiting to spring into action when your conscious mind slackens its control, or a situation arises where immediate action negates forethought and old file instincts take over. The key to changing old file mindless action automaticity is observation. You need to observe the desires, urges, and physical excitations in your mind and body in any particular circumstance. This may take some trial and error, but once you step outside yourself enough to observe yourself, you start to interrupt the automaticity of old files, and you begin to alter behavior, which will rewrite the old files. So, the recipe is simple. Recognize, then alter. You need to observe and realize old files still cling to you and will sabotage your progress at any moment of duress or weakness. then you need to consciously act in congruence with your new values of personal empowerment in order to set precedence in your mind and write new files. An example might be when you see a pretty female that has a combination of the features that you find irresistible. Observe how badly you desire her, how much you want her to notice you, or how desperately you want to impress her. Notice your increased heart rate and adrenaline surge. When you notice the desire manifestations in yourself, you realize that you have old validation files still running. When somebody makes a joke about male genitalia, notice how you have the urge to laugh or how you find male mockery agreeable. And rather than recognize duplicitous bias, you have the automatic urge to dismiss all the male mockery as trivial. Understand that your acceptance and passivity to prejudice happens because you have old worthlessness files running, which state that you and your genitalia are not as valuable as female genitalia, and therefore not worth defending. Notice how the next time you observe females or little girls, you have the urge to infantilize them and hold them as delicate and extra special in your mind. You still have old fragility files running. Or how you have the urge to chastise males for weakness or hold them to certain behavior or appearance standards, then you still have old man-up files currently active. Notice how you have immediate reactions of opening doors or defending ladies or deferring to mothers, and realize you still have old female exaltation files running. Every awakened male has been ambushed by these unseen saboteurs as we progress in our bid to reclaim power. You must realize that you too have old files buried in your psyche, still running, waiting to ambush your attempts at freedom from slavery. The trick is to recognize, then act. Intercept the old files activating and change the behavior to rewrite that file. Now, some files may never avail themselves to deletion. Some are too hardwired. Yet with practice, we can disable urges as they arise. It is a constant struggle to reclaim our value as males. But you must understand, your greatest chance for both success and failure comes from you, not from any chick or outside party. You must temper an iron spirit, a steel will, an unmatched moral outrage, and an intellectual discipline sufficient to control your primitive instinctual emotional side, wherein your old prejudicial files reside. When you are not driven by automaticity, then you have the discernment necessary to pick and choose your action in any given situation. If you stumble, dust yourself off and get back up, again and again. And when you can tell your inner masochist, your inner misandrist, your inner female worshiper, your inner gynocentrist, your inner white knight, when you can tell them in a calm, assertive manner to stand down, then you have your power back. My friends, identify and assassinate the internal saboteurs. Stand with me, live free.